This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli. I'm here at Vero Beach at Piper's headquarters with Bob Cromer, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Thanks for being with us, Bob.
Thank you.
We're standing outside the new Piper jet, which we've just had a flight demonstration. We had a flyby and some landings and takeoffs. Bob, if you could update us on the program a little bit. Let's start with a question about this basic airframe. Looking at this airplane in the photos, it didn't appear to be larger than a Malibu, but it in fact is. So it does have some commonality with the Malibu, but tell us about the basic airframe and the pressure vessel of this airplane.
Yeah, sure. The Piper jet is a new model. It, even though it has the cross-section in the cabin of the PA-46 family, that's the Matrix, Mirage, and Meridian, it's still a different airplane. We put a 3-foot plug, if you will, in the cabin of the Piper jet to make it 3 feet longer. Also, there's much more structure into the back end of the airplane with the vertical tail and the engine installation in the back. We've also got a totally different wing on the Piper jet. It's much larger span. So the airplane is really a much bigger airplane with a 44-foot wingspan. It's 14.8 feet to the top of the vertical tail and about 26 feet long. It's a big airplane, good dimensions, and just a much larger airplane on the ramp. We call it ramp appeal, and it's just got a lot more ramp appeal than
now,
our current
products. Now, when we look at this airplane, it looks that to me that the wing is mounted further aft than it is on the Malibu, but that's actually because there's more structure in front of it because of the plug?
You got it exactly. Yeah, it appears to be the wing is mounted further aft, but basically what we've done is just mounted more fuselage structure in front of the wing, and it's exactly 3 feet more.
Does that translate directly to 3 feet more cabin space?
Exactly. It's exactly 3 feet more cabin length than our PA-46 family of Meridian, Mirage, and Matrix, and that 3 feet is usable feet. It's you can tell when you look inside, it's a much more stretched cabin.
And the wing profile is also different. It's not the same section as the Malibu, correct?
Totally different wing profile with the Piper jet. We're going with a natural laminar flow wing. It's a high aspect ratio. Good news about it, it's a very, very efficient wing at altitude. We have shown in wind tunnel testing that we do achieve our laminar flow characteristics, and the airplane is also showing us in the wind tunnel a 17-to-1 glide ratio estimation. That's glider-like and shows a very efficient airfoil.
System-wise, what kind of commonality does it share with the Malibu Mirage series?
Not so much. The systems now are where the airplanes totally differ. We have a true jet airplane with the Piper jet. There are very few, if any, carryovers systems-wise from the PA-46 turboprop Meridian into the PA-47 Piper jet. So systems-wise, it will be a totally different airplane underneath the skin.
So that means that as these things come down the assembly line here at Vero Beach, they're not at some point branched off from the Malibu or Meridian line or any of those. They start as their own individual airplane.
That is correct. We expect and we will set up a separate production facility, production line, and separate production employees to build the Piper jet. It will be a standalone product on a standalone production line.
The Piper jet has an FJ44 by Williams. What are the specs on that engine?
Exactly. We used a version of the Williams called the FJ44-3AP. That's a 3,000-pound thrust engine with a FADEC engine control system. Probably in our application, we'll be using less than 3,000 pounds, probably around 2,400 to 2,500 pounds of thrust. Good news is the engine is loafing in our installation, and we expect long time between overhauls and service intervals because of that.
One thing we noticed during the flyby demonstration, and this was almost startling, is how quiet this airplane is. Is that a function of the derated power or just the nature of that engine, or both?
I think it's both. You know, the engine, if you think about it, it's designed for applications on airplanes with two engines. So if you use one engine, it's going to be half as noisy. And number two, it is mounted high in the vertical tail in a cowling that's quite beefy because of the structural requirements of the tail-mounted engine. I think that has a lot to do with muffling the noise. And the third thing, Williams just builds very airport-friendly engines as far as noise is concerned, and it's an extremely quiet airplane.
Single-engine airplane with the engine mounted high up in the tail structure, how do you handle the high thrust line?
You know, when we started the program from an engineering flight test standpoint, we were concerned about the high thrust line and primarily its effect on pitch change when you have power application. If you add power for a go-around, for example, would the thrust added to the engine make the nose dip or the nose get heavy in a go-around case? The great news is the flight test program has shown that the pitch change with power application is minimal and it's easily handled by the pilot through the normal electric trim system.
Have you had to change the angle of the engine to do that?
We did. We have what we call thrust vectoring in our airplane. Now, it's not a true vectored thrust system. It doesn't change. But we take the thrust out of the back of the engine, and instead of going straight out the back, we cant the thrust upwards about 6 degrees. It has a negligible effect on drag and loss of cruise speed, but it does help offset that pitch change with power application.
Now, that's a fixed thrust vector, not a variable.
That is correct. It's fixed, but it is, we do vector the thrust in the back of the airplane. And for those of you that see the Piper jet soon at one of the trade shows, you can see the tail cone in the back pointing slightly upward.
Let's talk a little bit about numbers on the airplane. The proposed maximum weight is what?
Looks like the takeoff weight will be around 7,200 pounds, and the empty weight of the airplane is proposed at 4,100 pounds. Our projections and our customer guarantee is that with full fuel, you will be able to carry 800 pounds of payload. That's what we plan to bring to the market and to have our customers be able to fly. Again, that's full fuel, 337 usable gallons, and 800 pounds of payload.
And the speeds you mentioned earlier were high cruise, 360 knots or thereabouts. An economy cruise or maybe normal cruise at 320 knots, those are at 35,000 feet.
At it, yep.
And what kind of range are we looking at those speeds?
360 knots, the airplane, that's max true airspeed. The airplane will be able to travel 1,000 nautical miles with full fuel with 800 pounds of payload. That's NBAA IFR range. If you elect to bring the power back just a little bit to an economy cruise setting, you'll be able to fly at 320 knots true airspeed and yet be able to maintain 1,300 nautical miles of range.
Last question, what are you projecting for delivery schedule on these airplanes, first deliveries?
We expect our deliveries to begin a few airplanes in late 2011, and then 2012 is our primary year of production. Good news about Piper Aircraft, we've delivered 144,000 aircraft over the years. We've developed numerous new aircraft designs and type certificates. We have not only the ability and the knowledge and know-how to certify an airplane here at Piper, we have the ability to take that type certificate immediately into the production phase because of our FAA-approved production facility. So this is not a startup airplane and a startup company. This is an airplane that we are confident that we can bring to market.
Bob, thanks for the update.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for being here.
We've been talking to Bob Cromer, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Piper here in Vero Beach. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks very much for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.